first reading, we looked at Joseph as the type of Christ. Because again, we said God's standard is not the brother that is sitting next to you, in front of you, or the sister that's sitting next to you. The standard that God has for every one of us, if you are 17, or if you are older, or if you are younger, is Christ. That is the standard. God is forming Christ in each and every one of us. And God has sent us a message, His holy word, the Bible. And in that Bible, in that word of God, that precious word of God, we have patterns, we have examples of men and women like you and I, just lived in the ordinary circumstances of life. They have their pressures, they have their difficulties, they have their pleasant circumstances, they have their hard circumstances. But yet how each and every one of them functioned. And it was a lesson for each and every one of us to learn how to function. The first reading also, we spoke about how Joseph behaved himself in the home circumstances. In a circumstance that, as we have heard, it wasn't really the ideal circumstances. It was a very difficult situation at home where Joseph was brought up. But yet, how he behaved, how he conducted himself in relationship to his father. He was in communion with his father. He was a man of prayer. He could bring everything to God in prayer. He would bring everything, even the evil report of his brethren, to his father. That's one thing. He was willing to serve in a very difficult circumstances with his brethren and to feed the sheep. And we have heard how important for each and every one of us to be able to feed the sheep. You have to know the sheep and you have to know their need. Joseph was a skillful shepherd. We also saw how he was obedient to his father. Even when he was rebuked, he did not respond back. And he took it very well. And when his father sent him to check on his brethren, he didn't shrink from the responsibility. But he said, I'm available. I'm available, whatever you want me to do. Again, he was in communion with the heart of the Father. And I really want to highlight, I think, a point I think Benjamin made in the last reading about really what motivated him was love. You see, when you love the Father, you will do the Father's will. When you love the Father, it is so easy to obey. The gospel message that we have heard, it is really connected with that. For God so loved, that's why he gave. The response of my heart, if I love the Father, peer pressure would not have influence on me to go and act like everybody else. When I love the Father, I will find that reading the scripture to know the mind of the Father, it would be a pleasant thing. It would not be hard for me to do. When I love the Father, my relationship with my brothers and sisters around me will be in accord with the Father. But because of the scripture is very practical, in the session that we have before us now, I would like us to look at Joseph, now not in the inner circle of home, dealing with his father, with his brethren, and with his relative, but now in the workplace. Joseph, for nothing wrong that he has done, ended up in a foreign land. Now there are a few of us here, actually all of us, are in a foreign land. Just keep that in mind. Not just few of us, all of us are in a foreign land. This is not our home. Our citizenship is in heaven. Heaven is our Father's land. Heaven is our home. Don't think that this is your home. You're passing through here. So Joseph now is taken to a foreign land. And in a foreign land, just like he was in the land where his father was, there were the Canaanites. And the Canaanites behaved in a certain way, and Joseph's brethren behaved like the Canaanites in a very immoral and bad way. When he went to Egypt, when Joseph was sold into Egypt, they were much different than the Canaanites in their behavior. If you read about their civilization, it was just the same thing. The immorality that existed in there, the brutalness, the violence, and the corruption that we see in our day existed in every civilization, no matter what it is. And Joseph found himself in these circumstances. He doesn't have his father now to run to him with things, like he did when he had a home. At least there was a comfort there. But now there is nobody. And now Joseph is in a strange house. They speak a strange language. They're not familiar with that language that they speak, so he have to learn the language that they are speaking. He have to learn their custom, so he could do the work and a function in that way. Yet he maintained integrity and honesty. Are we, as a Christian, where we are? Let it be at school, or let it be at work? Do we maintain this integrity and the characteristic that becometh of a Christian, that people could say, he does a good job because he's a Christian. He doesn't cheat because he's a Christian. He does his homework, or when his boss is not around, he does it because he's a Christian. I could trust him. Joseph was in communion with the Father, though he was far away from home. We want to look at him when he was in Potiphar's house, as a servant, and we want to look at him when he ended up in jail, again, for no fault of his. Now, talk about harsh circumstances. Joseph is there. And the scripture, in both incidents, tells us, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. If you want to be successful, this is the secret. That is the secret. That the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord doesn't keep company with us. How could two would walk together if they do not agree? If I am not in accord with the Lord's mind, in my behavior, in my walking, and in my fellowship with Him, how could I expect that the Lord will walk with me? So we need to look at these verses, bring the practical application, because again, as I said, it's very practical. And the prayer is this, that as I go back to work on Monday, I would be different than when I was on Friday as a result of hearing the instruction from the Word of God.
Last thing you read about Joseph, two chapters prior, is that he was, his brothers threw him in the pit, his brothers sold him. And the first thing you read about Joseph in chapter 39 is the Lord was with him, and he was prosperous. And it's fascinating to see that God's ways are not our ways, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Because if you look at Joseph from the eyes of man, there's nothing really prosperous about him. He could have been the head of Potiphar's household, but that makes him the head servant, the head slave. He's still nothing in the eyes of man, but the Lord was with him, and he was prosperous. So what does that say to us? It says to me that I don't need titles, I need the Lord, and I'm prosperous. And to be prosperous in the eyes of the Lord is all that really matters. Because when God blesses, when God has a good consideration of me, it flows through me and even benefits all those who are around. Because the Lord was with Joseph, Potiphar's whole house was blessed, and Potiphar's whole house was able to take advantage of the blessings of Joseph.